Council to apply for new Aylesbury CPO. Walworth. The Council has made another application for a compulsory purchase order, CPO, to move the remaining 7 leaseholders from Phase 1 of the Aylesbury estate. 7 leaseholders complained that the money the Council has offered for their flats would not be enough to buy another property in the area and that they would be forced out. Southwark Council's first application to compulsorily purchase leaseholders' homes was made in 2014, but was rejected by the government in September last year. This was followed by a court challenge, which only concluded earlier this year when the government surrendered and agreed to allow Southwark the right to apply again for a CPO. Councillor Mark Williams, Southwark Council's Cabinet Member for Regeneration and New Homes, has said that the Council has reached an agreement with 98% of residents in Phase 1 of the development, but that negotiations are ongoing with the remaining 7 leaseholders. We remain steadfastly committed to delivering nearly 1,000 new homes on the first 2 major phases of the Aylesbury estate, including nearly 400 social rent homes and 200 low-cost ownership homes, he said in a statement to the news. The regeneration will also deliver for local people a new library, new GP health centre, public square and extra care housing for some of our most vulnerable residents. In order to deliver these new homes, we need to demolish the old blocks which were poorly designed and constructed and are past the end of their life. However, we may need to use our CPO powers to deliver the homes and other benefits for local residents, which is why we are remaking this application. A second public inquiry into the CPO is likely to be held later this year.